episode of Things I've Learned Along the Way. We are here today with the amazing Toshomi. A la Cher, we're gonna go. It's a one name deal. It's a Beyonce, okay? We're living the moment. We're here. And this is all to share an uncurated, real experience to show that we're all connected and that you can always find your way back to your true self. All right. So welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. introduce yourself to our listeners, please. Tell me about you, some basic information and attributes, and five things we should know about you. Paint the scene. Go ahead.
Okay, hello party people. okay, so my name is Toshomi Olinja. You say that like to show me the way. I am from Georgia, born and raised. If you've ever heard of a town, a little small city called Albany, Georgia, that's where I'm from. I went to high school in Atlanta, and a fun fact about me is I am one of over 30 children. Yes. Hold your seat. Yes, I am. Papa was rolling busy? Stone. Busy. Woo. Busy. but I only grew up with one of my siblings, which is my older brother. It was just me, him, and my mom. I moved to Atlanta when I was 13 and changed my life. Amazing. If you can ever get out of your comfort zone, out of your city, I recommend. I am an actor, singer, proud Black woman. And yes, and now I'm currently in New York City. I went to college in New York City, which is where Nina and I met.
Yes, ma'am. I love what you said about kind of moving out of your comfort zone. And sometimes it looks like moving out of your hometown. Sometimes it could literally be drinking more water. That's something so great to open with, just keeping your mind and your spirit open to those new experiences and learning how to outgrow what we hear from our surroundings, from the people that came before us, and deciding actively to choose what we want for ourselves based on what we feel and what suits us. Mm-hmm. So that is amazing.
And yes, thank you.
Yes, she is so freaking talented. I can't wait till the end when you get to boast about yourself and and share your pages and everything and all your socials so everyone can follow you. But that's awesome. Thank you for introducing yourself, and hot diggity damn, you got a lot of siblings. Anywho. All right, let's get into it. What motivates you in general, and what are your most recent inspirations?
My current, because everything changes. Everything is so fleeting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My current motivation are my friends, my family, and remembering where I came from. And that inspires me, that motivates me so much, because I love my hometown. It's not a lot there. And I knew from a very young age that what my dreams were bigger than that city. And so just remembering that I didn't have a lot of opportunities growing up, and how many odds I've fought against, walking around with that every day as a reminder, I'm in New York City. In my hometown, there's not even a building taller than, I think, maybe 5 stories, just to give you a picture. It motivates me. What was the second question?
Your most recent inspirations.
Oh, my most recent inspiration, hands down, my friends. They're so amazing. So amazing. And just now, I've been in Atlanta for a few months, and I just got back to New York almost 2 weeks ago, actually 2 weeks ago today. Nice. All the actors are getting back to work, and it's so inspiring just watching them like running. I don't even have to say anything to them. Just when I see them on the streets in their sweats, I'm like, back at it.
Yes, ma'am. World is opening up. And I love that you said fleeting, because that's something I've mentioned in previous episodes. It is so easy to get caught up in the permanence or seeming permanence of struggle, when in reality it is so impermanent. It is
right. Oh my gosh.
It can, at the moment, it's kind of like when you're a teenager and you're in love and you're like, this is it. He gave me a twig in the playground. It's finalized. We're married, you know, like.
You're right.
And it's so easy to get caught up in that whirlwind of emotions. And we're so often taught, and it's kind of pushed through society for us to move past things. On to the next one, positive vibes only, you know. And there is nothing wrong with saying like positive vibes only, or trying to push focusing on the positive in life, because that is really important.
Right.
But it's also super essential to just sit with that, with those feelings for a quick second. Live with them. Accept them. Be like, hey girl, hi. And just keep it moving. And when you do that, that's honestly the only true way you're going to get past things. You could pretend all day long that you're fine with something. Like, no, it's fine.
It's just
growing limbs. Yeah. Just growing limbs, climbing out of the you're like, hold on a minute. So living with your feelings for a little second, and the entire world has just gone through a collective trauma. You know, there's so many changes. People who were doing relatively well in the financial sphere or health-wise, and they thought it was the least of their worries. This kind of put us all on the same level.
Right.
It was a world leveler. And I think because of this, a lot of people have become more in tune with realizing, oh, like, I actually got to pay attention to this and to this and follow these things.
I actually have to sit with it. I can't ignore it for once.
So I love that you said fleeting, because it really is, and it really grounds you. When something comes along that you're not expecting and humbles your ass and sits you the hell down, and you have that moment, you're like,
I have been there so many times.
Ooh. But that come up right after it, that changes everything. You're like, if I made it through that, what can I make it through? And you having that remembrance, and like, yo, wait a minute, I may be feeling a little not too hot right now, but then you think back, yo, my hometown has nothing.
Right.
Yeah, I could go on tangents about this for days, but it's that really sat with me. And I have those moments all the time. I was just in New York this past weekend, and I was at an event, and I remembered living in Dominican Republic with the electricity being out. We didn't have money for a generator. We had nothing. And I'm surrounded by like 150 foot lights. I'm just like,
that's inspiring.
It's bonkers.
It's insane.
And if that doesn't humble you, just being able, and it doesn't have to be from such a crazy scale. Again, meet life where it meets you. If your come up is going from not, never walking, like never walking, you live in a city, you drive a lot, and you make a goal and walk 10 minutes a day. Take a moment and absorb that. Like, that is a step. That is growth.
Exactly. Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what the goal is. Just realizing that you made it. Like, no matter what that goal is,
we made it. We're here.
Being, just existing is a win within itself. Mm. So, I love this.
Me too.
Keeping it 100. Okay. Share with us a few of your favorite things to do. Not what you show social media, because it's all a lie. Social media lie.
Oh.
The real you.
I try to be myself there, actually. Yes.
Okay.
This is the fun part, because I think what I do, I think I'm pretty fun. First of all, I'm always going to mention my friends, because they're the bomb. Like, them all day. Vibes all day long. Love hanging out with my friends. I love to get really crafty, too. A lot of people don't know this about me, but I will just be home. Like, I've been home at my mom's house for a few months, and I almost rebuilt the whole house. Like, literally, I'm really crafty. I'm really good with my hands.
Yeah.
So I like painted the walls. I painted designs on them, and I'm not a visual artist at all. I'm just like crafty.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally took the carpet off of her stairs, sanded them down, and I painted them, made them like actual hardwood stairs. So I transformed it from carpet to hardwood all by myself.
Yes.
Very crafty. I love to skate. I'm a roller skater.
Yes. Goals.
Yes.
Goals, girls.
Just get out there.
It's so hard. I've been trying.
Just get out there, like, literally. It's just so freeing and so fun. Like, I that is such an escape for me, like, not a care in the world. And my last one, which is a new hobby I've picked up during quarantine, but I'm really having fun exploring it, is brewing. So I've been brewing beer and kombucha just for fun, and I'm loving it.
Very, very cool. So let's go back. So we got a whole home reno, okay?
Yes.
Yes, here for it.
Uh-huh.
I would love to see pictures, because that sounds really cool. I'm really into stuff like that, but
I got you.
I don't be sharing it in these streets. However, I would love to see pictures. Secondly, absolutely. She's not playing when she says she skates, y'all. It's not a joke. It's not a drill.
Don't hype me. Do not hype me.
She said, matter of fact.
Listen.
But you actually were one of the motivations behind me starting to skate.
Really?
Yes. Because I'm like, oh my God, she's so cool. I want to be cool.
Stop it.
And then I like started liking a bunch of your videos, and I guess the algorithm was like, I got you. Okay. And then just threw it all over my So I got this flood of all these skating videos, and I was like, I gotta do it too. And I was feeling real courageous. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm gonna go out to this tennis court. Swept all the little twigs away, you know. I had my little pads and protective gear on. Busted my ass.
I still do all the time. Like,
that's an extreme sport. Is
popping them off like all the time, all the time. Like busting.
Like I was like, yo, I'm gonna have to go to the chiropractor. I have a video. I'm gonna send you that. I'm gonna send you a video of it. So I stuck, and then it got really, really cold. So then I stuck to my living room and my kitchen, and I actually just put my skates on for the first time in like 4 months, 2 days ago.
Pick them up. It's hot right now. Mm-hmm. Don't wait till it gets too cold.
Okay.
Don't wait.
I'm going to hop back onto it. And then with the brewing, Is this like a passion project? Do you share with friends? To be like, this tastes like feet.
Stop playing. No, actually, a lot of people feel like beer tastes like butt. Yeah. But me, it's literally just for fun. If it turns into something, I won't be mad at that at all. I literally had a dream about it. And so I was like, well, I'm in quarantine. I might as well just like learn it. Why not? Learn a new skill. Yeah. And so that's what I did.
I love it. I'm always motivated to learn new things. I think.
Yeah.
The brain needs food just like
yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And I never understood the concept of formalized education ending at a certain point.
Ending. No, I'm always learning. Actually, I have another one.
Okay. That
probably no one knows about me. But I love doing crossword puzzles.
Ooh. I pick up brain food.
I pick up the AM New York, but that they're free newspapers in the news in the trains, and I do them while I'm on the train, and it consumes me all day. So I'm not on my phone like that. So doing my little crossword.
That's amazing, and it keeps the brain super sharp. Studies have shown that, and I'll link some information in the show notes about that. But that's really really cool. I love that. I always do abuelita things, and that's like grandma things that I get made fun of. And I'm like, when I'm 82,
exactly.
Don't worry about me.
My brain, my mind is still in my 20s.
Clean as a whistle, period. All right, next question. I'm actually excited about this one. Okay. If and when you set goals, how does that process work? How do you follow through with them? How do you balance your work and life? And I really loved how you just mentioned, I had a dream about it, because that is for a lot of artistic people. So far, I've had mostly artistic people on the show, but listeners come from all backgrounds. And I think a vast majority of artists see things in the mindscape before they see it in the physical spectrum. So please elaborate a little more on that, and if it affects your goal making.
That's so interesting that you said that about the most people have a dream about it, because I'm actually trying to work on doing work before I'm inspired, because honestly, I'm guilty. Like, I usually will start work. I only will start it unless I'm inspired, and I need to learn to like just be going regardless of it. It'll come. Just keep creating, keep setting goals and stuff. So that is something I need to write that down, because I'm still guilty of it. Okay, so when it comes to setting goals, I just figure out what I want. Like, we all want something. We're never satisfied. We aren't. That for me, that just looks like, you know, just really sitting down and taking the time to think about actually what I want. And then when I figure out what I want to do, like, for instance, a goal of mine is to have be able to do a split again in a month. Ooh. And so I figure out what I need to do to get there. So right now what I'm doing is I make sure I do yoga and stretching every day. And to make sure I hold myself accountable for that is basically, when I wake up in the morning, I already have my yoga mat laid next to the bed, so I don't have a choice. If I walk over it, like, I'm just guilty all day long, so I can't. So far, my track record has been good with that. And to keep me inspired, to, you know, even on the days when I'm tired, because this morning I did not want to do it, I usually give myself a reward for it. So that looks like, you know, a spa day at the end. Like if I get my splits in 30 days, spa day. Or, and that's just for short terms, because I thought about it, and when I'm setting long-term goals, I'm trying to learn to stay away from time, because I realize that that has caused me so much anxiety. You know, when we're kids and we're like, I'm going to be a millionaire by 18, and I'm going to be married with two kids by 28. And
somebody tell her before I hurt her feelings.
Right. And I'm 28 now, and I'm like, actually, I don't even want that. But I'm not a millionaire, and I wasn't a millionaire when I was 18, and I'm like anxious. Like, I was supposed to have done this already. I set a goal. I set up, that's what I was going to do, and I'm not doing it. So like, as more time passes and it's not there, the more anxious I became. So I'm trying to, now I'm learning. I'm just learning all the time. Long-term goals, set them, yes. Let go of the time frame. Let that go. Put it out there with like the least bit of, just put it out there. Mm-hmm. And do the work in between. And that's it.
Oh, that is so, so good. And I think that's where a lot of our own disappointment with ourselves stems from, right? Like, first things first, we ain't on our time.
Right. Mm. Don't get me started, girl.
And I'm going to share this with you because I was just editing earlier and I ran over this. And I think it's something that you should hear right now. So I'll probably cut here for editing, but just to tell you, so I was at a Macy's one day, and I'm at the checkout. It was like a random day of the week, and I'm like, hey, how are you? And the clerk is like, I'm all right. And I was like, are you sure? Are you doing okay? And they're like, yeah, I'm just at a weird transition point in my life. And I think sometimes I'm just trying to make a connection. And I was like, what do you mean by that? Like, can you elaborate a little bit more? And they're like, yeah, it seems like there's points where you are ready, but you're not worthy. And when you're worthy, but you're not ready. And I just want to get to the point where I make a connection between those two. And I was like,
you're worthy, but you're not ready. And I want to make a connection between the two.
Oh, sir. Oh. So you're not about to hit me with this at the checkout, and I'm like, I ain't gonna cry. Is this some dust in my eye? Like, whatever. And yo, that hit me so deep because I was experiencing the same thing, but I didn't know how to put that into words. And that's as deep. Actors, that's yes. Deep. Okay, so for editing purposes, I mentioned that Macy's story. You can check it out in my episode with Andrea. And you know, we're just talking about how that relates, especially to actors. That's a huge thing in any kind of creator's life, right? We want things now. I want it my way. And did I say now? I've been ready. I was born ready. How many times have you gone to a call and you're like, this is mine? Point blank. And you get in there and they're like, actually, we've decided to go a completely different artistic route with this production. And you're like,
but actually,
I could count three times.
Three, that's it?
No, like off the top of my head.
No.
I don't even want to sit back and.
Yeah, I've been at this journey for some time. Okay. Who?
Ooh. So the essence of that story is, you know, wanting to make a connection between when you are ready and worthy. Because sometimes we feel like we're ready, but we're not worthy. And sometimes we feel like we're worthy, but we're not ready. And this is the reaction I had too, but I tried to play it cool, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I'm fine.
I felt bad in my gut. Ooh.
And I was like, well, I'll just be paying for these underwear.
Wow. But that message was sent to you.
Yes.
To give it, to send it on out into the world as well.
And
thank you for that.
Yes. You know, and what you were saying about setting timelines for these goals, who knows what is meant for us? All that we can do and all that we are able to do is continuously work to better ourselves, continuously work to grow and learn as much as we can. We are sponges. It's not just children that absorb everything. We do as well. And the more we dull out that ability, that's giving away our power, right? Mm-hmm. If you want to accomplish something and you set that intention and you do the hard work, you do the ugly work, the work that nobody's sitting there like, oh my God, yes, queen, fire emoji, clap, clap emoji. You know, no one's there patting your back when you're running lines and setting up lights and checking the self tapes and doing another take. And no one's there to applaud those things.
Mm-mm.
So setting aside the ego, which is that time limit, like it needs to happen.
Yep.
It was supposed to happen. And really settling into the fact that we're human. If it's meant to happen, if it's meant to happen, if that is part of our journey, it is. And if not, it wasn't meant to be. Right. So I really enjoy that you shared that, and don't be letting your yoga mat.
I cannot walk over it. I can't. Shame on me if I do.
How do you balance that? Like, how do you balance? Because on one spectrum, right, on one side of this, the playing field, we have the team that's like, there are 24 hours in a day. I grind 27.
Like, I ain't one of those. I am not one of those.
How do you honor? How do you honor your freedom and your non-ambitious side, right? Like just yourself. How do you honor that free time?
I do not deprive myself of fun. Mm-hmm. That is like, I could not show up in the world and be my best self at my career, in my ambitions. Like, I can't be my best self if I'm depriving myself of fun. That what that looks like for me is in between time, I'm going to play. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing it for? Like, I'm literally working hard so I can have fun with my friends. Like, literally, that's what I work hard for.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely going to enjoy myself in between time. The other day, because I just started rehearsals for a new show, and I'm trying to be disciplined and do the right, make sure I'm focused and everything. And on the first day of rehearsal, one of my friends asked me to go to dinner with her afterwards. And I was toggling back and forth like, I really should go home and sit and bask in the work. Even though I just sat in a room for 8 hours
doing work. Hashtag first day of school.
Right.
Yeah.
I just sat in a room for 8 hours doing the work. And I'm literally sitting in a park and I'm like, I should go home. But my friend who I haven't seen in a long time asked me to have dinner with her, and you know, and I've been gone for so long. But then I thought to myself, cultivate your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have time to eat, and then you go home. What that looks like, though, is you can't wild out, you can't drink, you can't mm-hmm. go crazy, but go spend some time with your friend. You've worked really hard today. Spend some time with your friend. And that's what I did. I will not deprive myself of fun. As my friend, I wish he was my friend. Deepak Chopra says, whatever is for you, it will come to you with mm-hmm. effortless ease.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing that and I'm learning that more and more every day. Mm-hmm. It just becomes more clear.
I love that. Congratulations, by the way, on your show.
Thank you.
Get it.
Thank you.
And balance is the word that kept bouncing into my mind. And
balance.
All of that back and forth you had in your mind, that all stems down to our internal struggle with balance. If we were perfectly balanced beings, you know, it wouldn't be a question. Oh, of course I can go out. I just worked. I can go out. Just need to control my alcohol consumption and just how much I eat, make sure I'm not lethargic for whatever. But we're not perfect beings. And that's a totally normal experience. But I think it's really important to express that, because a lot of people only show the side where they're like, oh no, I've completely eliminated food. I'm actually surviving on water. It's wonderful. Fall air is actually my favorite. Just crispness to it. Like, bruh.
You ain't never lied.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, so, spot on.
So, I think everyone has their own prescription.
If you enjoyed this episode of Things I've Learned Along the Way, the podcast,
whatever percentage,
please be sure to leave us a rating.
Whatever
really
the percentage of the
play.
World.
Thank
the
you so much.
Of movement.
Keep listening. Bye.
Whatever the percentage of, you know, self-control. If you tend to be more on the wild side and you know you don't have the self-control to hold back, then maybe you should stay. You know what I'm saying? So
finding that balance and implementing that into our lives little by little, and
knowing that things take time. Right? It's going to come to you with ease. The same thing applies with balance. Your goals and your balance are going to come with ease, and treating ourselves with compassion, right?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So instead of jumping to the instant judgment of being like, I really should go home and live and breathe, you know?
Right. Live and breathe the theater.
Because what does that mean, right? What does all that mean? Yeah. What does it mean, though? That you're a better actor? That you're not a real actor if you don't go home and bathe yourself in the character work, in the work, and breathe it? You know? All of that adds up to external voices that we've heard say those things, and not really... What we have learned is our prescription. Everyone has their own prescription of what works for them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may not be able to do that. But like you said, if this is what makes me show up as my best self, as the best version of myself that I could be with the present tools that I have, then so be it. And I'm going to do it.
So be it.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Love it, love it, love it. All right. So... let's get into like a beautiful little reparenting moment, okay? If you could tell your younger self one sentence to guide them for the future, what would it be?
Can I curse?
Yes.
I would just tell my younger self that You're the shit, and don't you ever forget it. Mm.
Yes.
Don't you ever forget that.
Oh, yes, my God.
I feel like you've been in my brain this week, like you've been like sneaking up in there and you've been like listening, because everything that like you have said, I have been just contemplating on this entire week, just going through it. But because your podcast is like find your way back, you know, literally, I had gotten to a just facing rejection in this business. I had gotten, just forgot how much of a boss I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of got used to being in the shadows, hiding in plain sight. And I felt comfortable doing that. But everywhere I go, every room that I'm in, people try to place me in leadership positions. And because I had shied away from myself and forgot who the fuck I was,
mm-hmm.
I was not comfortable taking those positions. And now I'm realizing, I'm like, girl, how did you forget? You keep getting called to do this because that's what you are. You're the shit. Don't forget it.
Wait, it froze.
What'd you say?
It froze. It froze on you, the shit.
You're the shit. you're the shit.
Who's been in whose brain, though? Because, oh my God. Why are you coming for me? Why you know my whole life?
You're the shit, girl. For real.
Oh my God. Yes. I feel that on a deep spiritual level.
This business world is crazy. I feel like I was my best self when I was a kid. And I'm literally trying to get back to that place, because there was like no anxiety, no fear, just here existing, not worrying about other people's opinions. And I'm just here. It was just so amazing being younger and just being ambitious and not having a care in the world about other people. Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as we find that place, so much bliss.
Yes.
We just got to get back to our younger selves. We were so brilliant when we were younger and not tainted.
It's not even tainted. You know what it is? We were free range humans.
Mm-hmm.
Now we that GMO stuff because we process. You know what I'm saying? We've been through the machine of societal conditioning. You know, and it totally changes and fucks with who you see yourself as in
the world.
It's
a beast. It's the beast. It is a beast. It's a beast.
So you just brought up a memory. So when you said that I'm constantly placed in these leadership positions and I turn it away, that is a sentence I can say, and it feels so natural coming out of me because it is something I constantly freaking do. I do it all the damn time. And you saying that it's happening for a reason. I had this moment in another episode, and it's like, we all know our truths. Innately, we know what our truth is. Whether we come to live that or just have it as a roommate, you know, like whether
right.
put that jacket on or have it just collecting dust under the bed is up to us. But at the end of the day, we know, like when you were a child, you knew you had something special. You knew you had that light, and you didn't.
Absolutely.
It didn't matter what others' opinions were of it. You were still going to let it shine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, you were still going to let your light shine no matter what anyone else's opinion was. And I guess we so often give away our power and our abilities to control that room and say, oh, yeah, the spotlight,
actually, can you tilt that a little to the left? Thanks. I wanted to hit me. You know? But like, yes.
It's so true.
It's insane. And the memory that came to mind is I went to boot camp at end of 2019, start of 2020. And from the jump, okay, I vividly recall sitting in the waiting room before we shipped out and being like, oh, hell no, they better not give me no damn power, you know, not power roles, but a position of authority. Ain't nobody trying to do it. Like, I'm trying to blend into the background and be out. That's it. Bye. Did my time. And the second I get there, I'm put in a position of authority. And I'm like,
what? That's not where you were meant to be. It's just not.
Like, what? So, I fought it. And every time they wanted me to do something, I'm like, I don't want to do it. And you know what the universe did? It was like, okay, we're going to show you that you deserve this from a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
And they took it away.
Mm.
And I was like,
okay, yep. Can I have it back?
I swear I'll take it for serious this time. Yeah. So it would, and as a child, it's something that I would have been like, okay, cool. I know I'm the shit. Right, I know
exactly.
I can handle it.
Exactly. It's just fear.
It is. And it's fear. I think so much struggle comes from fighting what you know is actually meant for you.
Hello. It's every day. Why? Why do we do that?
Like,
why do we do that?
I honestly don't know. What is it? Is it like a fear of us reaching our greatest potential?
The quote from Akilah and the Bee: "Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate; is that we're powerful beyond
measure." 100%. 100%. We are so. That's literally it. She hasn't heard any of the other episodes or anything because it hasn't been released yet. So. Once people listen to this as a complete picture, it is going to be really, really cool because there's so many reoccurring themes here.
They just tie in.
That's literally in the introduction. So, we're so powerful beyond measure. And I think that terrifies the living fuck out of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which is why we hide in plain sight.
100%. 100%. Don't mind me. Aquaphoring my lips. Moving on.
You're all good. I'm gonna get some water. But I'm good though.
Okay. This one's a good one. So first off, I want to thank you for being such an amazing guest. Thank you for being so open. We haven't spoken in years, but I vividly recall the long ass open call days and you just being a light in the room.
Oh,
and I wanted to share that with the world if in the little way that I can. Right.
Wow. I'm emotional. I really am. Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. Mm. There's that saying, I can't remember who said it. I'm having like a pixelated show right now.
Oh, I've had that the entire time, but it's probably my Wi-Fi.
Oh, it's okay. You've had it with me?
Yeah, it's just my Wi-Fi though.
Okay, that's fine.
I can still see you.
Okay, go. So, even if they never tell you, you are inspiring people everywhere you go. Have you heard that before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know the source. Could have been one of those like Instagram quote meme things. But
you inspire people everywhere you go. You know, wow. You just may not realize it, right? So how many times have you seen someone walk past the street and have an outfit that you loved? And then when you're planning an outfit later, you're like, oh, I like the way she did that. Yeah. And hook it up for yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That person has no idea that they've motivated you. You're at the gym. For you, maybe if you're skating and you see someone do something cool or on Instagram and you don't like it or comment, right? These mm-hmm. people never know. But you're inspiring people everywhere you go. So that's just something to keep in the back of your head all the time. You never know who you're going to inspire.
I will keep that because that's a word. That's a word.
Mm-hmm. All right. So from the things you've learned along the way on this journey through life, right? And it doesn't stop at any point until death. And then who knows what goes on beyond. But leave us with some breadcrumbs for the trail. For your future self and anyone listening, how can we find our way back home when we feel lost?
First, I would recommend The Gift by Beyoncé.
Oh!
That got me through a time. And literally the first song is called Find Your Way Back. And when I tell you that right there in itself, I used to be listening to that walking through Penn Station, crying, weeping. I'm not kidding.
I'm not joking. It wasn't Penn Station. It was my neighborhood. But yes.
Not kidding. Yes. That alone. I would say take care of the in-between. Because the thing about setting goals is that, like, when you set them, what do you do? Do you die? Like, please don't set an ultimate goal, because the ultimate is death, right?
Mm-hmm.
The in-between, because I swear, like, what happens when you get that Grammy or that Tony or when you get that degree or that you get that job? You're there. And then what? I would say definitely the in-between. This is why I say bump that all work, no play stuff. No. Play. Because what happens when you get that house and you've just burnt yourself out that you don't even have you can't even enjoy it because you're so burned out? Take care of the in-between. This life is a journey. Mm. It's like truly, like, honestly, enjoy that road trip and the songs that you sung on the road to get there. Enjoy the process, because that's the real meat. That's the real juice. That's the cake. Eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Eat it. Because when you get it, like, that's what's going to bring an extra layer to the experience. My friends and I, we lived together and we were great roommates. We threw a housewarming party. And when I tell you, it was like the most epic experience. Like, it was so much fun. It was so much fun. I woke up the next day and I wept. I was so sad that it was over. Like, because the party was over. Mm-hmm. And then I had to go to work. I had to bartend. That was bartending.
Mm-hmm.
But when I tell you, that bartending shift was like, everybody enjoyed their experience. Me, everybody around me. Because I was on such a high from the party. Like, it just didn't even matter. I didn't want to go to work. But, like, the in-between made work just amazing. They enjoyed it and so did I, because I had such good moments. I had a great moment. And it fueled me. So take care of that in-between. Play. Work and play. Play hard.
Yes, man. The in-between can... oh, wow. Yes, give me a second. You know, that's something that we... I think in a work-heavy, consumerist, capitalistic society, it's so easy to focus only on those end goals.
Mm-hmm.
And when I mentioned earlier about collective trauma humbling us and putting us all on the same starting point, right?
Mm-hmm.
it's easy for people to take for granted what they have, right? Because they've only focused on getting there, right? Or they started there or they got there.
Mm-hmm.
How frequently do you hear the in-between stories highlighted? Right? Not very frequently, right. Unless mm-hmm. it's, oh, I was homeless for 5 years. And then uh-huh. I came up. But how often do you hear those everyday celebrations? Those everyday moments that get us through? And I think that's why sitcoms actually have been such a commercial success. Because for the first time, it's kind of when people showed, oh, an everyday family, right? Mm-hmm. This is what it looks like. This is what a day looks like. A day in the life of someone else. And that's always been fascinating to me. How interested I genuinely become with these characters. And I'm like, wow, their life is so interesting. And it's really easy to forget that we have those moments.
We do. We live them.
It's really easy to take them for granted. Because you only remember, oh yeah, I graduated. This is the most special day of my life. Okay? Why can't every day be great?
Every day.
It is every such day. A gift. It is like, you know how many people don't have the opportunities that we do? And like I mentioned at the top of the episode, like, thinking back to where you started.
Exactly. Will humble you. if you let it use you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Tashomi, you have been such a light, and I thank you for your openness and for sharing your light with me and with my listeners. For everyone out there, remember that. Focus on the in-between. Play hard. Love hard. Live hard, because mm-hmm. tomorrow is not promised, right? Thank you so much for listening, y'all. This has been a great episode, and I'm very grateful for this opportunity. All is well if you keep it safe and sacred in the heart and your mind and your soul. Breathe, drink lots of water, and peace, love, and light to you all. Thank you. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was
thank you.
Oh, right on time. I need to turn on the light because the sun has gone down.
Oh, I was worried about that. I was worried about it from my thing because I only have this small little ring light. The time was not on my side today, honey. But we made it happen.
We did.
We got a really good episode.
Mhm.
I'm looking for a fall launch, so I'll let you know when all the graphics are done. If you have a headshot that you want to email over to me,
okay.
Wait. Stay right there. Okay. All right. I would love it if you could shout yourself out. Your socials, where we could find you. If you have any shows or anything coming up, please take this moment to boast about yourself.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tashomi. You can find me on anything by my name. You spell that like T-E-S-H-O-M-E-C-H. On Facebook or whatever. And I will just say, just find me on there and I'll keep you posted. The things that I'm working on right now are just in the creative process. So just stay tuned. Stay tuned. Just follow me. And I'll follow you back. I'm humble. So yeah.
Love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So yeah, I'm looking for like a fall launch, and I'll send you over all the information. I'll create up some graphics for the episode if you want to use it for social or anything. Just send me your preferred headshot. It doesn't even have to be like an actor headshot. It could just be a personality pic, if whatever floats your boat, whatever you want for your graphics. And if you could send over your full name, and social links.
Okay, for sure.
Linked. And well, I can send you like a survey form. I have a Google Forms that you just fill out.
Okay.
So you don't forget anything.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. If you come to New York soon, just let me know, because like we definitely should hang.
Like, yes, absolutely. It'll be so fun.
Or skate. Yes, yes.
This is a little crusty. No, really. I was like, I was going hard at it. Like, I would do about 45 minutes every day practicing and drilling the basics, and then
in winter.
Yeah.
You can blame it on the winter. It's cold.
It was during the winter I was in here, and then it kind of got hot out. So that's what had happened.
Okay. Understandable.
And I fell off. Yeah. I just fell off. There's no
excuse. Just find your way back. That's all.
Find your way back. all right, boo.
All right.
Sending all the love.
Likewise. Thank you. You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.